Good afternoon, everybody. For those that don't know me, my name is Father Andrew Morkunis. I'm actually a priest of the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., but in 1963, I was baptized back there. And this is only my third time as a priest celebrating Mass in my home parish. Yes, I am a native Clevelander, and I grew up in the Lithuanian community out of this parish when it was Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And if I behave myself for the next 3 years, I can then become fully incarnated here into the Diocese of Cleveland. That is, I will have to be obedient to the Bishop of Cleveland, but currently I'm still obedient to the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. So again, if I behave myself, I get to stay. Right now, I've been here 2 years, so hopefully everything is going very fairly well. I currently serve as the full-time Catholic priest chaplain to university hospitals in University Circle, and I live at Our Lady of Peace at Shaker Square, but I do not have a weekend assignment, so I kindly asked Father Joe if I could come and help out here in the parish, and he finally kindly said yes, and God willing, with a lot of coaching, I hopefully be able to be celebrating Mass in Lithuania in the next couple of weeks, because I'm a little bit rusty in that area right now, so hopefully everything will come back. How is this time that in which we are currently living different than any other moments in our salvation history over the past 2 millennia? And there have always been struggles and woes and conflicts and consternations and everything else, but yet we continue to move forward. You know, in our current day, what are our current woes? Well, we've got the China virus, we've got Afghanistan, we've got abortion, we've got gender identity, we've got critical race theory. The list goes on forever. And to put it into a church perspective, it goes on forever and ever. They're always there. And you know what? 2,000 plus years later, the church is still standing. Remember, it's his church, okay? Thus says the Lord, say to the hearts whose hearts are frightened, be strong and fear not. How many times does Jesus say, do not be afraid? The very first words that Pope St. John Paul II said as he appeared over St. Peter's Square when he was elected Pope was, be not afraid. That has to continue to ring true in our hearts. Unfortunately, we live in the worldly creation of man. So our ears become closed and our eyes have become blinded. And we do not know the truth. For the benefit of those who have not heard me talk about the truth, because I move around a lot, I'm an itinerant preacher now. When I use the word truth, it's a capital T, all right? It's another name for Jesus Christ. And the world around us refused to hear it, and they redefined it for their own agenda. For example, Texas just passed a law that allows civil action against abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected in about 6 weeks. This law was upheld by the Supreme Court. Now, the new truth, little t lie, as stated by a former Columbia University scholar, the Texas law would essentially outlaw eugenic abortions, allowing children with Down syndrome to be born rather than aborted. Blind fools. They don't know the truth. They deny the truth and they redefine it for themselves. Because the cross is an opportunity for God's grace. And you know what? We all have it. We've all got one. And he taught us to deny the cross is to deny him. But you know what? He knows our burdens. And he gives himself to us to help us carry that cross. He's always by our side. So I want you to hear the truth, capital T. I want you to hear the truth. Open your ears and hear it. Open your eyes and see it. The daily miracle of our lives that happens on this altar every hour of the day and every church in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the truth is being made manifest. Now, I have a limited capability. I need you to fulfill your prophetic office and to proclaim that truth. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. You need to sing his praises. He makes the deaf hear. Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. Are you paying attention? Are you really hearing what he has to say? And as I always like to say, if you're not paying attention, one day he's going to pick up a spiritual 2x4 and whack you upside the head. It's probably happened to you, right? Now, don't be scandalized, but Jesus did not come to perform miracles, okay? He came to save us from our sins. He performs miracles to show who and what he is, Son of God. He comes to heal us, and the ultimate healing he wants to give us is the healing of our souls. I use the title the divine physician in the hospital. It's rather appropriate because he cures us of all our ills, both spiritual and physical. You see, the reality for us all is that this earthly existence, this earthly dwelling, will turn to dust. What are we doing to prepare for that which continues? Our souls. Now, I'm sure the deaf man was grateful for having his speech and his hearing restored. We should all be grateful for being healed of our spiritual, physical, and even mental problems. As I see this every day in the hospital, liver transplants, heart transplants, hip, knee, shoulder replacements, recovery from COVID, oh, many miracles are happening every single day in the hospital. All to extend our earthly existence. To what end? To continue our earthly vocation. Remember, all of us are called to a vocation in life. To continue to build the kingdom of God according to his plan and not the plan of man. And we do this until this earthly dwelling turns to dust. We spend a lot of effort keeping the earthly dwelling going. We should, after all. It is a gift. Life is a gift from God. But you know what else is a gift? Eternal salvation. What are we doing to help heal the soul? How much effort do we put into preparing for eternal life? Here's a little trick question. Well, not a trick question. Is there such a thing as last rites? No, there is not. And unfortunately, I get that misconception in the hospital all the time because everyone thinks it's the last thing we do. Yes, you know, prayers for those who are ill and those who are about to leave this life are important. But the anointing of the sick, the anointing of the sick is for the living. I've been anointed several times myself to cure us of our ills, both spiritual and physical. It's a repeatable sacrament, just like Eucharist, just like reconciliation. Get it as often as you can, especially if you are about to have surgery, have a long-term illness. We're the divine, you know, Jesus is the divine physician. Don't wait until the last minute for God's grace, because we don't know when that last minute is going to be. And the sad reality is that a lot of times I get the call literally at the last minutes. I come in there, family's all gathered around, and it's just moments. And then afterwards, I go and check the chart. Sure enough, they've been in the hospital maybe 2-3 weeks, not listed as Catholic, so I didn't know they were there. They didn't call out. They didn't reach out. Don't wait. I mentioned living out your prophetic office. Remember, you are priest, prophet, and king. You receive that in the sacrament of baptism. But you don't fulfill those offices just in church. Yes, as a prophetic, as a priestly people, you're doing that right now in the priesthood of the baptized. But you need to go out and proclaim the gospel, proclaim the truth. And as was attributed to St. Francis, he used words if necessary. Build the kingdom of God here on earth. You just don't do that here. You do that out there. Because for whom do we serve? We serve all of God and His creation. In today's second reading, James is preaching against social profiling. Here's a catchword we're all familiar with. Here's a great spiritual exercise for you. Can you see the presence of Jesus in every single person you meet? Again, here within church, it's easy to do that because we're all here gathered around one Eucharistic table. What happens when you go out in the parking lot? Get out of my way! Wait a minute, you just received communion. You're dashing out of the parking lot. Can you see the presence of Christ in everybody? And the people you love, the people that love you, the people you know don't love you or might even have other ill feelings toward you, can you love them in the same way Jesus loves all of us? Can you see them in the parking lots? Can you see them on the rapid? Can you see them in front of Terminal Tower? You know what? That's where you really see Him. And for you, to be Jesus for them. So, as you go out, do not believe the false truths. Do not believe the lies. They will lead you to destruction. So keep your ears open, your eyes open. Now that you've heard and you will see, go out and proclaim that truth.